tells jury he saw girl and Mullinax together, Atlanta. Georgian, Wednesday, April 30th, 1913. Edgar L. Sentell, the man who identified Mullinax as being the man he saw with Mary Fagan Saturday night, was the first witness to take the stand when the coroner's jury convened at 2:30 o'clock. The witness said that he worked at Camper's grocery store, starting to work there last Thursday. He was questioned as follows. Q. How late did you work Saturday night? A. To about 10:30 o'clock. Q. What is your work? A. I drive a wagon. Q. What time did you get in with your wagon Saturday night? A. About 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Q. What did you do after that? A. I stayed about the store for a little while, then went down to the drugstore on the corner, saw girl in Mullinax. Q. How late did you stay there? A. I do not know exactly. I started walking to town, and when I reached the Carnegie Library, I waited for a Magnolia streetcar. I think I waited about 10 minutes and then found that the cars had quit running. Q. Did you see Mary Fagan Saturday night? A. Yes, sir. Q. Was she with anyone? A. She was with this fellow Mullinax. Q. What time was it? A. I do not know exactly. It was sometime between 11:30 and 12:30 o'clock. I think it was nearer 12:30 o'clock as the cars had quit running. Q. Where did you see them? A. On Forsyth Street near Hunter. Q. What were they doing? A. They were walking toward me. Q. Were they together? A. They were not exactly together. Q. Just how were they? A. She as on one side of the sidewalk and Mullinax was on the other. Q. Did she wear a hat? A. No, certain of identity. Q. Could you swear that it was Mary Fagan? A. Yes. Q. Are you sure that it was Mullinax? A. I could not say positively, but it was a man who looked like him, and I have not seen anyone who looks so much like the man I saw as Mullinax does. Q. How long have you known Mullinax? A. I have just known his name since Sunday. Q. Did you know him before? A. I used to see him around the car barns when I worked there last June, but I did not know his name. Q. What were you doing around the car barns? A. I worked there. Q. When did you first hear of the death of the girl? A. About 10 o'clock Sunday morning when I was on the car on my way to my aunt's. Q. How did you know it was Mary Fagan? A. I heard the streetcar men talking. They said the dead girl's name was Fagan, and I thought it might be Mary Fagan, as I had seen her out late the night before. Q. When did you first tell of seeing her? A. I went right on out to the Fagan home instead of going to my aunt's to find if it was Mary, and told them at the house that I had seen her. Q. Where is your home? A. My people live at East Point, but I board at 82 Davis Street, Q. What work did you do before going with the Camper grocery firm? A. I was in the Navy. Q. When did you quit that work? A. April 18th. Q. How long were you there? A. About 3 months. Q. Why did you quit? A. I was discharged on account of weak eyes. Q. What was the trouble with your eyes? A. I could not see the targets. Q. Do your eyes trouble you ordinarily? A. No, sir. Q. Are you quite sure they did not fail you when you met this girl Saturday night? A. Yes, sir. Q. Do you drink? A. Sometimes, but I have never been drunk. Q. Had you been drinking Saturday night? A. No, sir. Q. Did Mary Fagan look like she had been drugged? A. No, sir, but she looked tired. Q. Did you speak to her? A. Yes, sir. I walked between her and Mulling and said, "Hello, Mary." Q. What did she say? A. "Hello, Ed." Q. Did you talk to her anymore? A. No, sir. I walked on. Q. Did Mary Fagan's parents allow her to go out with boys at night? A. No, sir. Q. Did you say anything to her about being out so late? A. No, sir, but I thought it was unusual. Q. How long have you been knowing Mary Fagan? Nearly all her life. Q. Did you ever call on her? A. I went to her house a good many times. Q. Did you work all day Saturday? A. Yes, sir. Q. Are you sure the girl was Mary Fagan and not some other girl? A. I am positive that it was Mary Fagan. Sentell was dismissed at this point, and the next witness called.